You know, Jamie, I'm Catholic.
Same.
You're Catholic. Mm-hmm. Is Olivia, like, curious more about the real reason behind Christmas?
She's not still very quite young. There yet. I do know one of the times we took her to Mass recently, really loud, leaving communion, she goes, "Bye, Jesus."
Yes.
So she understands Jesus yes, a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and the voice you hear on the other end of our line is Archbishop Ed Weisenberger, who joins us. It's great to have you on.
I am delighted to be on the air with you. How old is your little girl?
She's about 3.5.
3.5. I always start the Christmas vigil the same way. After the opening prayer and everybody sits down, I remain standing and I say, "Parents, there are a lot of children in this church, and there's a lot of excitement, and there's probably going to be some noise, and there's probably going to be some talking and movement. And if that happens, I absolutely insist that you leave those children alone. This is their night, not yours." "And if I see any parents scolding children, I guarantee you will get coal in your stocking in the morning."
But you know what? I will tell you, because my two boys are 7 and 3, almost 4. Uh-huh. And, you know, we try to be very cognizant of other people that are there to pray,
sure,
that are there to, you know, ring in the birth of Jesus Christ. And so we do try to be cognizant of that. But that's what we say
sometimes
in our church, too.
They
say, leave them here.
I want those people to be cognizant that this is a special night, especially for children, special night for all of us. But let's just let them enjoy themselves, yeah, and have a really wonderful experience in church, embracing them as our own children. And so I look forward to that Mass every year. I don't always do midnight, but I always like to do at least one children's vigil Mass. It's just part of the highlight of my Christmas experience.
Well, that's really sweet. And we're very much looking forward to the Christmas season. You're new here in Detroit. You came this year.
I am.
What do you think so far of the Archdiocese of Detroit? And are you enjoying your time here?
I'm loving it. And I'm always afraid people will think I'm just saying that because it's politically correct. But so help me God. I'm just delighted to be here. I've received an incredibly welcome, a warm welcome. I've been happy in previous assignments. I always say I don't have a whole lot of talents, but trying to bloom where I'm planted might be one of them. But I just found I was very, very happy in Kansas. I was happy in Arizona in the desert. And now I'm delighted to be here. I find it a little funny. Everyone's thinking I'll be terrified of the winters, but I studied canon law for 2 winters in Ottawa, Canada.
And so this is old hat for
winters,
you. You'll be fine.
Oh, this is old hat. And I was in Belgium for 4 years, which is quite north. And their winters, you've got that freezing cold sleet every day, just about. And so, no, winters don't frighten me at all. But, you know, I just sense the city itself is on this incredible rebound. The downtown area is beautiful. Neighborhoods are being rebuilt. It just seems like there's a lot of excitement in the community. And to be here at this particular time, I just feel very blessed.
You know, the Christmas season, we celebrate the birth of Jesus. And does that meaning change for you depending on the year, depending on the circumstances? Or is it a steady feeling that you feel around this time of year?
I would say for me at this point in my life, it's more the steady feeling. I just feel that so many people throughout my lifetime, I think it's one of the blessings of Christmas is you look at the blessings of the present, but you also look at where you've been led by that newborn king throughout your life. And one of the joys of getting a little bit older is to be able to look back and see that progression of life. And so when I do face Advent and then Christmas every year, it's a time that gives me pause to remember the newborn king and the life that he came to give us. I always say we maybe don't think of it that way, but Easter and Christmas are sort of the two bookends. God steps into creation at Easter to redeem us with great love. And then it comes to fulfillment at Easter. And so in a sense, this is the beginning of the great story. And now we live it until we celebrate the resurrection.
Well, for those of us who are Catholic and those of us who are not who are listening right now, do you have a blessing for us? I mean, it seems like it's been a tough time around the world recently. A blessing for 2026 and for the Christmas season?
Absolutely. I'll say a little prayer with us, but I would say we recently hosted the Patriarch of Jerusalem, Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballo, and many people while he was here, because he's dealing with the crisis in Gaza, and he's dealing with the crisis in the West Bank, and trying so hard to be a man of peace and healing. And so many people ask him, what's the answer? What's the answer? What's the answer? And he said something very beautiful while he was in Detroit. He said, the answer is not so much to figure out how do we fix, but rather how do we live as Christ in the midst of the world today? And how do we do that with great joy? And I find for a man like him who faces so much hardship, there was a real sense of joy in that man. And that's a real blessing of Christmas for us all. And so whether we're facing the best of times in our families, our communities, our world, or whether we're in a time of challenge or hardship, I think we rise above, recognizing that deep, deep joy given to us at Christmas that allows us to live as the people of God.
Well, we appreciate those words, those sentiments. Could you give us a blessing?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, I ask a blessing upon the great, great community of Detroit and beyond. Strengthen us to be your presence in the world. Help us to recognize your great, great and abiding love for us that came into the world so uniquely 2,000 years ago. Help us to recognize your face in the faces of all those we meet, and give us the joy of being able to reflect your glory to those who cross our paths. And I ask a blessing on our city and our state, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. That was so beautiful. I like this moment on our airwaves just before Christmas. And it's just such a blessing to talk to you. And as Olivia would say, bye, Archbishop.
Okay. Tell Olivia I said hi.
I will do that. I will do that. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank
you. You're sure welcome.
Thank you so much. And we'll talk again in the new year.
And Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas. Wonderful message.
I found that heartwarming. Yeah. I liked it. I mean, it was a nice Christmas message when, like, there's a lot of bad, but there can be a lot of good, too.
Well, we have some wonderful faith leaders in this area.
We do. And, you know, for him to give a blessing to the city and the state, because, you know, we're going to need it in the new year.
I think we needed it all at any time.
Always.
Yeah. Always. I think a good blessing goes a long way. All right, we'll take a break. I'm curious to know what the best gift.
What's the best gift?
Worst gift you ever got. I came across a list. There are some doozies out there.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk about it next on JR Morning.